Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. It's a good day.
Good
at the
day.
Sink. It's a good day. Yeah. Burke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Good to be back.
You haven't been on the podcast last two. You started your YouTube channel.
And stream, yeah.
And stream. Dropped that today. Chris, what about you?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't join FaZe like Burke, but, you know, I'm still here. You guys love me, right?
I like the outfit tonight, Chris.
Thank you.
What are you wearing? You're wearing Burke's.
Where am I fucking comfy?
So I was in his room.
He
I
fell asleep
this was a
in
blanket.
It.
No, I thought this was a blanket. I put it on. I was like, whoa, this blanket has sleeves. Let me try this on. I tried it on a little comfy, and here I am. This thing is amazing.
You are the person that the Snuggie was like marketed to. It's like, oh my God, there's a fucking armhole here. I can touch the remote as I like.
Dude, it used to be like super fucking cold in this house, and I would put my legs in the arms. Like I would literally wear as like.
Oh, if they had pants.
Pants?
Yeah. Pants for this would be fire.
Yeah.
Were you a Snuggie boy in the beginning?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't like what. This is my first time ever putting on something like this.
Snuggies like, were awesome. They were as seen on TV.
No, Snuggies were actually shit.
Weighted blankets.
That's
way better than that.
Yeah.
Kyle, how are you today?
I'm good, man. Fucking just been, I don't know. Fuck.
What do you do here, just so the fans know? Because they see us on camera all the time. What do you do?
I just handle all the business relations for the sink. Make us money off non-monetized content. So
yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing. If you're listening to our app podcast, Spotify, go to YouTube if you want to watch us there as well. The Sink Podcast. If you're on YouTube, come check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe. Thank you, FanJoy. They're always helping us out, and they're sponsoring our YouTube and TikTok. But we want to shout them out. FanJoy's awesome. You can get all your favorite creator merch on FanJoy.co. Use code TheSync. You get your favorite creators. FaZe Rug. Who else is on there?
Addison Ray. Chris is a big fan of that. David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Alex Warren.
Ellie Zeiler. Ellie Zeiler went hard on the merch,
cool
dude.
Merch. Yeah, she Cover. Designed it.
Cover too. Cover Alex Warren. All those people.
All the Hype House members.
Yeah. Anyone that you fuck with, there's a good chance around FanJoy, because obviously you guys know FanJoy are the biggest. They've always been around. Go check them out. Use code TheSync to get up to 15% off. Let's get into this great episode. I have some great things I want to talk about. At the end, I have a crazy email we got, which was in the form of a Google Doc.
Oh,
like,
God.
We got an email submission from a fan in the form of Google Doc. And right before we get started, make sure to listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you guys are on YouTube watching us, I like to wake up in the morning, listen to podcasts as we go, and I choose the topics we bring up to make sure that they're not something that you have to be watching. You know, something you can hear. So go ahead and listen to it. Add it to your Spotify playlist. Add it on Apple Podcasts. Just look up The Sink, and you can download all of our episodes there and leave us a review. Right?
Be more like Kai. This dude listens to like 8 podcasts a day.
Podcasts are
real. My God. This
is the podcast that were like filmed in like 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old podcasts are better, but the new podcast now from The Sink, though, go listen to it. It's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let's get into it. The first story I want to bring up, I've been hearing, so I was walking the other day, and I was walking in front of the 7, so every morning I go for a walk, and I go to the Starbucks to grab a coffee and keep on walking. Mm-hmm. I was in line, and I was in front of me were two people who were obviously part of film sets, okay. And they were complaining about some stuff going on, about backlash, about sets being open while COVID is going on, and a big one that was in the limelight is Addison Rae's movie that she was in. She's All That, like the remake of it.
Yeah.
They are shutting down a shit ton of parts of LA, filming there, and then telling businesses in those areas they can't set up.
Yeah, that's what a fucking it's a fucking pandemic.
Yeah,
like, why do we have to stop what we're doing for a fucking movie set?
For Addison Rae. For Addison Rae. You don't want the remake of She's All That, Chris?
Like, it's crazy called She's All That now.
But why does she have more priority over local businesses?
Because like the movie industry brings in a ton of money. And like this one especially, bro. They got Addison Rae in there. They got to film it.
It's a pandemic. People have like jobs, so...
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
No, I get what you mean. But it's not really Addison's call. It's a production's call. But she's in it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Kourtney Kardashian is joining her in the movie of the remake of She's All That. Kourtney's going to be in there. And I guess it's because of Addison that she's going to be in there. So that's pretty cool.
Jeez.
So the Kardashians are the 8th fucking wonder of the world. How the fuck do they get... Like, how do they insert themselves into these, like, different...
Like, literally like, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Literally fucking everywhere.
Kourtney Kardashian's older than Addison Rae's mom.
Is...
Wait, really?
Wait, what?
Kourtney Kardashian's a year older than...
Sherry.
Than Sherry.
And Sherry is... And, like, Kourtney's hanging out with Addison. That's weird.
Yes, that is weird.
That's weird.
That's like that one kid that always hangs out with fucking parents. Like Kai.
Like, I don't hang out with his parents.
Wait, can we bring up that story? Do you guys already talk about that?
We're not. There's no reason to talk about it, but...
One day, to all the fans out there, if you ever meet Kai, ask him about the rowboat. And besides that, just...
The fuck is... There's no rowboat, Kai.
Just ask him about the rowboat.
Ask him about the rowboat.
Chris, you're saying it's because the Kardashians are super hot.
Yeah.
Does Addison...
It's who they date, too.
Oh.
They date clouded people.
That's facts.
And they date basketball players, too.
Basketball players, rappers...
What changes when Addison, like, starts hanging out with the Kardashians? If she gets seen as, like, one of them now. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think anybody cares anymore because their show got canceled. So, like, they're slowly going to fade away. Like,
but what's going to happen to Addison that she's hanging out
with?
Well,
she wasn't getting hit up by Lil Yachty before, but then after she started hanging out with the Kardashians, Lil Yachty swooped in.
Bro, so Lil Yachty would tap. Lil Yachty would try to tap anyway. Like, he doesn't care if she's a Kardashian or not. I don't think he cares.
No?
Bro, I think Lil Yachty would tap anyway because she was popping before.
Lil Yachty? Lil Yachty, let's see.
23.
That's still kind of weird.
Yeah, no, he's 23.
She's 20.
She's 20?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought she was like 18.
No, she's my age, not your age. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You're just too young for her.
Yeah, you're just old fuck, so.
No. I'm actually like just.
I can already see the gray hairs on you, dude. You're getting old.
Yeah, well, at least I get to like hang out with women, not girls.
But probably a little too old of women.
Wait, no. You've been hanging out with women since you were like 16.
I was she actually like
they shut down the set. Yeah, so they shut down the set.
I was actually excited to watch that movie. Okay.
I know, well, it's good. So I'll tell you a little bit about it. So it's a remake from the 90s movie, and it says the 20-year-old TikTok star told People magazine, "When I was younger, I was constantly in acting or dance classes, and always loved drama class in school." She says,
"Drama kid."
Addison Rae's a drama kid.
Sorry,
I want to go to that school's drama.
school is different than ours.
Chris would want to be like
their drama school was probably like the fucking awesomest TV. Like our drama school was fucking.
What was our drama school? Clarinets and shit.
Yeah,
it was just drama school.
Chris would want to be like the main role of the play, so he could kiss Addison Rae at the fucking.
Dude, I just want to be like the extra. Like I'll kiss. So I could like
save
like
the tree. The tree in the back.
Remember, yeah, Chris would be behind it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, when he jumps up the tree and starts throwing an apple, but you have to escort her off stage, and it's like that's your one line.
Yeah. Just take my chances and run out on stage and kiss her.
Wait, what? Like during the show?
That's an exciting show.
Not allowed.
Wait. Say that again. You can't
break character, Chris.
Yeah, you can't.
Trees don't have to be a part of the play to kiss her.
Trees can't kiss people; they don't have a mouth.
Wait. You're saying you just be part of the audience, and then you just run on stage and kiss her. What's the difference between doing that and just doing that in public? It's both equally not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
This topic's stupid. Let's move on.
But I was an ogre in a play in eighth grade.
Really?
Yeah. I was a three-headed ogre with Eric Anderson, I think.
Three-headed ogre.
Yeah, it was lit.
Wait, hold on. I don't think that was eighth grade, bro.
Yeah, it was.
Middle school.
Yeah.
You were in a middle school play.
Yeah, because we had drama. It was one of our electives.
Oh, okay. I thought that you like signed up for the play.
No.
Do you think all drama? Okay, so our drama department in school is one thing. That's one whole thing. And Addison said that she was into drama back in the old day, mm-hmm. like a couple years ago. Do you think all drama departments and all the people in drama are all the same in all these different schools?
No, because I would say it's kind of like choir, right? I would say in a way.
Yeah.
Because like in Ephrata, where I used to live, and Callion used to go to high school there, like if you were in choir, like all the popular, quote unquote, popular kids were in choir. And then you go back to Redmond, and then all the popular kids were playing sports. But like all the sports players, like basketball, football, they were all in fucking choir and drama. They were all in all of it. Mm. It was fucking weird. Not thinking like, dude, you were probably living just fucking booties on deck.
But is it the booties you want?
No,
are you just stuck because you're a drama kid? You don't know what.
Though.
No, yeah.
No, yeah, I mean.
For instance, like some people weirdly aren't into attractive women. They're into unattractive women. Like
you guys
Chris.
Actually think that? Like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you too. Fuck you guys.
What? Right? We're not pointing at you.
I
don't think we pointed at you. Why'd you just take that? Like, we're just saying in general.
I thought I heard something.
No. I think that you just threw yourself under the bus.
I love attractive women.
Only attractive women?
Yes.
That good?
Attractive, well, to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, attractive to everybody, you know? I mean, something like everyone has their own thing that they're into.
I mean, you're right. Like, there's not a lot of girls I wouldn't, like, yeah, fuck that.
What was there wasn't that what?
There's not a lot of girls that I wouldn't, like, that I'd be like, okay, I'm down to fuck. But, like, my friends would be like, no, that's not, you know? So.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody thinks she's cute, then she's cute. Yeah, like, that's the standard.
What's your line? So, like, what's your line of if the girl's attracted to you, you'll get with her?
Well,
you gotta show your friend. You have to show your friend group. Like, yeah, is she?
But
is she,
I don't firmly believe that with you.
With me?
Way I see it is that, like, for instance, if you show one of your friends, then they're like, nah. But she's into you. I feel like you'd still do something with her.
Me? I mean,
don't cap right now.
Like, she's really into you. How, like, try to pull you away. Like, Chris, let's go. Show
give me
the house.
One out of ten. What is she?
She's a four.
Okay, come on. Come on now. She's gonna have to go.
Damn.
Go.
Really?
Yeah, she don't have to go. What do you mean?
What walked out of her fucking house one night?
I'm a player. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't play with fours,
okay.
Bro.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Off
well,
the
even
podcast,
if they're like the nicest person, like cool person, like it doesn't always.
You know, I'm a nice, cool person. There's some girls that wouldn't give me a chance. Bad. I can't blame them.
A four's not that bad. It's only like four worse than an eight.
Well, you're shallow as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be some comments that are like, Chris is being really shallow right now. But also,
what are you talking about?
I'm saying, oh, you're literally saying that you're. Can you pull the mic closer?
Yes, I'm here.
You're
right,
saying
right.
That like you would have sex with them immediately if they're super hot, but if they have a great personality, but there are four, you wouldn't. But that's wrong because
give me a six with a great personality. Yes, I'm just saying a four. No, like
that's
what?
That's what
like
I'm
a four is so low. Like, are you guys actually serious? Would you go with a four? Would you go with a four?
If I would, really
you go with a four?
I think,
answer it.
I think Kai has gone with a four.
No, fuck you. No, what I'm saying
four
is
four and 40.
Yeah, because people are gonna like, dude. For me, like, if she's not the most attractive, but she's a great personality and we connect really well. That's something, right? I'm open to that. I'm saying it might be less likely, but to say no, I think some people might find that offensive.
I'm gonna say this in the polite way for me, all right? A four with a great personalities, like, I'm fine. We can be friends all day. Like, you can come over, you can play video games, whatever you want.
She got a homie card.
If you're a six with a personality, no. If you're a seven with personality, that's when, like, okay, we can do something.
What?
Seven. Okay, name six a seven right now, just like out of our high school. We'll bleep the name out. Go, name a seven.
I can't now because I think they're all fives. We moved here.
Okay, name a seven you know.
Yeah, you can't. Like, I wouldn't think of a seven. Like, I would only think of the dimes at our school.
Now. Oh. Okay. Well, you know what's weird? Okay, so, okay, but you're saying, okay, even if you connect with a person so well, you wouldn't want to date them. And then obviously, because you feel so passionate about them, you therefore wouldn't want to fuck them.
This is like fucking couples therapy without a couple. Like, this is ridiculous. All right, one more time.
Yeah. Okay, I'm saying, like, okay, so if you've met a girl who's great, she's not the most attractive, you really connect, you would never be open to the idea of being so emotionally in love with that person that you'd want to have sex with her after. Because you love her so much, even if she's a troll. Even if she's a troll.
Okay, a troll is not a four. A troll.
Let's say
not attractive. Not
what is a four? Give me a good example of what you think a four would be.
I don't exactly know how to give a good example of what a four is, but somebody who we would say is not like we wouldn't turn our heads again. We wouldn't go after her in a party, but she's there and you met her at the first time when she came in. You're being polite.
This is tough, Chris, because like they're just going at you.
For real, like I already answered like, all the questions. Like a four with a good personality, we could be friends.
But nothing else after.
Maybe if I have a little something in me, like I don't know, it depends on the situation.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, no,
it's circumstance.
Circumstance. Yeah, but you know what's funny? Tell me if you feel this way too. But every time we talk about something like this and we're really passionate about it, I think of a podcast like Call Her Daddy that's just girls. And when I hear like what they say about guys, it's so interesting hearing. It's pretty much the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
I've never listened to Call
It's more Daddy. Cutthroat with them, I feel like.
Yeah. Girls are way more cutthroat with how they're
feeling. Have you ever listened to an episode of Call of
Girls
Daddy?
Would
I
say, like,
two.
Fucking his
it,
eye
man.
Color.
Some, yeah, some they're like, I don't
shit.
Like his eye color.
The
you know?
Dumbest shit.
But, like, you think we also say some pretty dumb shit, too.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Kyle points out some gnarly ones. Yeah. Yeah, I'm ruthless.
Also, let me reiterate. I don't think I'm a dime.
It's
then again, so, like, fours, I wouldn't, like, you know. I don't think I'm a dime, right? Yeah. You have to be a dime to take away fours, right?
Yeah.
So
one thing I have seen is that they talk viciously about like height. That's a big one, right?
Height.
You can't be a certain height.
What was the average height they said?
5'10", 5'11"?
Girls say that until literally like anything else.
Yeah.
Like I saw a thing about like the average height for a rapper is like 5'7".
Yeah.
They're short.
It's shit. Because
this is why they're. I feel
it's
like
because they're
rappers.
It's because it's like that's because guys didn't play basketball.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why they're rappers.
Yeah. I mean, but like it's. I think girls are capping about that. Yeah. Idealistically, like 6'2", flowy hair, fucking abs.
Flowy hair.
I don't know. Like it just like seems like a typical girl thing. Flowy hair. You got a fucking mop on your head.
But
yeah.
Do you think height? Oh yeah.
What?
Do you think height matters? Like how much is it? Like
it matters to girls, yeah, 100%.
Does it matter to you? Like, if a girl is 6'4"?
Yes, it does matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's.
I wouldn't go above my height.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I definitely have to be taller than the girl.
It has to be 12, where, like, she could wear, like, 3-inch heels and you're still
really?
taller or the same height.
So do you think it's really hard for girls that are tall?
Yeah. Or they'll probably find, like, a fucking taller
guy.
Dude.
Yeah, and then create some fucking crazy ass babies.
Yeah,
you know?
Some fucking NBA players.
Yeah, some models. You know what I'm saying? All right, I want to talk about that, and I also want to get the next topic, which is about. I have a couple different ones. One I want to talk. You guys remember Alinity, the Twitch streamer?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember what she's famous for?
Throwing her cat.
What else? No, was she also? No, she was not bathwater. She was the one that threw a cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she actually was on streaming World of Warcraft. And she was carried by two other streamers. And those two streamers were like, yo, what will you give us if we carry you to a dub?
Yeah.
What do you think she offered?
Oh, God.
Guess.
Nudes.
What?
Nudes.
Close?
Close.
Yeah.
Underwear.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you got? Feet? I don't know.
Feet pics. Really? Sweaty feet pics. For an exchange of a World of Warcraft dub, bro. Alinity offered and gave it away.
And that's why they're fucking virgins.
That's arguably the best.
That's why
type
they're
of
playing
picks,
World
though.
Of Warcraft.
What?
That's why they're still playing World of Warcraft.
Wait, Kyle, what?
Wait, what did you say?
Kyle,
he said,
I was kidding. But I was saying, arguably it's the best kind of feet
pics. You said that was the. Yeah, okay. You just said that's the best type of feet pics.
I mean, would you rather have like stone cold feet or would you rather have like a little bit of sweat on them?
Probably sweat.
Thank you.
pull up the video. Pull up the video, Luke. I'll show you what I mean. There's a clip from there's an actual VOD from her Twitch. And it's two streamers called it's Soda and
Soda Pop,
I guess, and NMP. It might not be Soda Pop. I don't that's not confirmed. I recognize his name, but I don't know if this is him.
Ladies that are also dime pieces that are 5'11. You fucking virgins. That's so whack.
Dude, that's fucking funny.
That is just like on stream too.
Dude, yeah, they're excited as hell. They're like,
oh, sorry, that was the wrong clip. Here's a clip.
Why didn't they just let her finish?
The guy on the right is like, let's go.
But what if she was going to be like, I'll give you $10,000 each? And
exactly.
And then he goes, feed pictures.
Feed pictures. Yeah.
That's fucking weird, though. Nerd. Like, why would you just offer that? Is that a thing just to offer now? Feet pics?
Why are people so attracted to fucking feet? It's literally one of the grossest things on the human body.
I mean,
you wouldn't want it to be any worse.
Why? Now?
Now, yeah.
In the last how long?
Like 6 months. I think it's just growing.
What about feet? Like, literally, what about it? Is it like the boniness, the toenails, how they smell?
I don't know.
I mean, you wouldn't want your girl to have a fucked up foot, though. So.
Yeah. Exactly. But, like, there's no attraction to them.
Not really, but, like, I don't mind the feet.
I think okay, are feet deal breakers for you guys?
In what context do you like feet?
No, I'm not saying I love feet. I'm like, I just don't mind.
How
feet.
Did this start? Did you know? Do you notice like a day that it started where you just started like what?
Well, no, I'm just saying I don't mind feet.
Damn, baby, you got some fine.
Well, actually, I am curious.
I am curious. What is the story
explain,
of this?
Explain.
No, I saw a nice picture of a foot, and I was like,
was it a girl's foot?
Yes.
And was it just a picture of the foot?
No, I yeah sure.
Or was it like an Instagram picture, and then you have to zoom in, and there's the foot?
Yeah.
And then whose fucking foot was it?
Summer Rae's.
It was a good foot.
It was a good foot.
Like a chick with arguably one of the nicest asses ever.
Okay, I'm
and
saying.
And you're attracted to her feet.
No, I'm attracted to both. It's
the whole body nice, is art, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay, exactly. That's fine.
Yes, but like.
Given the chance, though,
like I,
Summer Rae goes, I will send you a picture of my foot or a picture of my butt cheeks.
Of course,
ask
I'm taking
both,
the butt cheeks.
But cheese.
Listen, like, sure, I followed Summer Rae for a while. I see the ass. I'm like, yeah, I see that every time. Her feet are in the photo this time. Wow, that's different. Looking at the foot, and I'm like, wow, she has some nice feet. So I'm like, oh, cool. She has.
It's like seeing a whole new selection on Netflix.
Exactly.
There we go.
It's like when a new season of a show comes out.
Season
two
of fucking Addison. I mean,
or a new season of Fortnite, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like a new thing. It's a new trend is what you're into now. It used to be like boobs, and now it's ass, and then it's slowly going to feet, I guess.
Next is going to be like, damn, that kneecap's looking fucking
looking clean, bro.
Yo, them kneecaps sitting fat tonight. I'm liking those bitches. Fucking weirdo. So,
okay, just to understand.
You don't like fucking feet?
I'm just not a fan of feet.
It's just feet.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's like demented hands.
No.
It's hands that don't work as well.
Okay. I feel like.
I mean, not really.
I'm in the middle because, like, it is just feet at the end of the day. But then again, would you want to get with any girl with a crocodile foot?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, but I don't prioritize. I don't want
to tell her to slap some socks on.
Okay.
You're going to want to love your partner without socks on, though.
Yeah. Like,
You know?
Like, who sleeps with socks on? Who has sex with socks on?
Having sex with socks on is significantly better.
That's fucking weird as shit. First of all, that's weird. That's weird. No one else. Come on. That's fucking weird.
Have you never had sex with socks on?
Why would I have sex with socks on?
It makes it so much better. It's so much more comforting.
No, it's not.
Dog.
I just take them off and be like, wow, I just got done with the fucking basketball game.
What's your only complaint from sex? Like, what's your only complaint from sex? It's that your feet get a little bit too cold sometimes. Why would you
not just
complain?
I think you're just not going hard enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I just have bad blood circulation in my fucking feet.
Then that's your problem.
How?
Because you have bad circulation in your feet.
But now you're fucking hating on me for putting socks on when I have bad blood circulation. So, like, what's the issue?
There's no issue, but you're hating on me for liking feet.
I'm not hating on you for liking feet. I'm just saying it's not that reasonable.
It's reasonable.
It's reasonable, I think, because we've been hearing about it for so long. There's no way other people aren't going through the same thing. Because it's such a meme, bro. Like, I've never gotten it.
Kai, have you had sex with socks on?
Because, like, I mean, people are into them, obviously, online. It's a whole thing. I don't understand, but I understand that's a thing. And that's what there's a whole market for it, right? It's pretty, yeah. Becoming a thing. But didn't notice, like, a time that... Did you change? Does your behavior change now because of it?
No. But have you had sex with socks on?
Consciously, I don't know.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You would know if you did.
No.
Okay.
Have you had sex with Austin?
No.
Okay. Just three of us once.
Actually. Yeah, last time we
You
had.
Did have sex with socks on. I saw that, it.
But not because I
saw you had socks on.
Okay.
Because I saw you had a t-shirt on. I saw your
That's different because it was at a
butt cheeks and I saw white ass socks.
But literally it's different because
he had
like
one sock on. He had one sock on.
Yeah. He had one sock on.
And it was over his cock.
He jerks off into the sock, throws it off, and goes again for round two.
Let me finish. Yeah, but I had socks on because I was in the moment. If I wanted to like be like, I want to take my socks off, I would have taken off.
Fine.
But I was in the moment.
Yeah,
but
I can understand that. That's a good.
But I feel like it also depends on the time of year.
Mm. Yeah, winter time versus summertime. Because when you're like hooking up with a girl during the summertime months, right? You want to be more free. Sandals, crocodiles, you know?
Yeah, wear Crocs in bed.
Crocs in bed. Crocs. Exactly.
You just call Crocs crocodiles.
I do. And the splashing in the bedroom, right? Stuff like that. It's the moisture. But when it's cold, you want to be in the boots. You want to be in the Uggs.
The Uggs,
right?
If you have sex in Uggs, I will personally pay you $50.
I've had sex in Uggs.
Really?
Only Uggs. But I have sex Uggs, so I hold those aside for sex. So the next topic I want to kind of bring this to...
Jesus.
This is funny. This is the hardest I've laughed in a while.
No, these podcasts are sick because we learn a lot about each other too.
Weirdly. I learned that Berkeley sucks toes.
I mean...
Sorry, did I interpret that wrong?
No, I like sucking toes.
Have you sucked toes?
Yeah.
Remember when we met Woe Vicky? Holy shit.
The guy that sucks toes?
Oh. He puts like ketchup and like salsa on people's toes and sucks all the content.
Okay, so here's
You didn't go to that. Me and Chris went to Saddle that night.
So we went to Saddle Ranch and then we saw Woe Vicky. And so Berkeley went up to Woe Vicky to ask
her. And she shushed me away.
Yeah, so she was like, talk to this guy. Yeah. One of her guys, right?
She threw me to the guy that sucks toes. Like, what the fuck was that?
So she had an associate. That's what I call him, right? Not really a manager.
It was her boyfriend.
No. Well, no.
What was his name?
I know. I'll tell you in a sec. Like, he adds Berkeley on Instagram and be like, hit me up if you want to get to a Vicky, you know?
Yeah.
And then you look at the Instagram, and the Instagram was Bones Loves Toes.
Bones Loves
Toes. Bro, Burke's going to get his toes waxed, bro.
No, that's what we were going to do for a vlog bit. We were going to invite him over.
Have him lick our toes.
Suck your fucking toes with like ketchup or mayonnaise on them. Really? Like, he's done some He's done some whack ass shit. We were going to hold you down and like.
You two
like,
both have dusty like, ass toes too.
I have a reason I have dusty ass toes. I hate wearing shoes.
He's eating like some ogre fungus off some of these toes, bro. Like, this shit's fucking gross.
Donkey!
And he only has like 24K. He has like 24K followers. And I'm like, bro, you're literally sucking fucking fungus for...
I think it's Bones of the Z.
Clout. And I'm like, bruh. This shit's fucking crazy.
Guys, just think about if TikTok would actually allow like toe sucking. This guy could make a bag off creator fund.
Seriously.
Like, if people watch Hood Meals, they would definitely watch some guy suck toes with like mustard on them.
And you know how like Angry Reactions collabed with the D'Amelio's?
Yeah.
It would be...
All his collabs will be toe-sucking
toes. Literally, what they are. It's so fucking weird.
And it could be like a hot-ass day out, and he literally just like walks up to girls, tells them to take their shoe off, and he just sucks shit off their toes.
Right, he has 17.8K followers, and his bio on Instagram is, Bones Master Toe Licker, known for pleasing all female toes in every city. For any bookings, Bones Toes 12345 at iCloud.
No male toes.
And his videos are all like, look at, oh my God. What? What the fuck? Do you see this? He's at a Chinese, he's at like a Vietnamese restaurant sucking her toes at the counter where you pay for cash.
What is he putting on?
Water and then is just sucking toes like that.
Go to the one where he puts like ketchup and mustard on them. It's fucking weird.
Oh God, I don't even want to, dude. Jesus.
How do you get into this line of work?
I don't know. His job is getting paid to suck famous toes in LA.
I mean, that's pretty epic. Like, one day you'd be like, I just sucked fucking Kylie Jenner's toes.
That's something that you can never come back from, though. Once you get your toes sucked in public, you can never fucking recover from that. Like, you're like, fuck. Yeah. That just happened.
We have to hire him.
Let's do it for Nathan, because Nathan really didn't get pranked.
Oh,
I said we hire him and tie him down and fucking just a whole bunch of...
No, while he's sleeping, we put down, like, weights on him, hold him down.
Why does that sound weirdly illegal? Like...
Nah.
That is sexual harassment.
It's your toes.
Bro, toe sucking has become a sexual thing.
Real quick, so I want to bring it to something else now that I want to show you guys. Jake Paul is getting even more trouble. He had a huge party after his win against Nate Robinson, right?
Well-deserved.
Yeah. Well-deserved win.
Well-deserved.
I think we agree.
Well-deserved party as well.
Oh, the party?
Yeah.
During COVID?
Who gives a fuck?
Well-deserved.
Fuck COVID.
He knocked the fucking shit out of Nate Robinson. That's well deserved.
It is well deserved when you knock out a shit talker.
Yeah, I guess so. But I also don't. Okay, here's where it gets unquestionably bad then, right? Because I still don't think he should have had a party.
Yeah.
But what ended up going down was some people came over and his goons, Jake Paul's friends, beat the shit out of a dude at the party.
Ah,
yeah,
why though?
And the dude is suing Jake Paul now for that.
I literally saw the pictures of his face.
Dude, pull up this video, Luke, real quick.
Why did he get beat up?
There's no reason. Just like for fucking shits and... I mean, no. You'll see what the damage they did to him.
There has to be a reason.
No, scroll down to the video all the way where they have the guy.
See, the Jake Paul went off the deep end or...
I mean, that's why you fucking signed an NDA.
Yeah, it's a little lower. It's not this one. It's a little lower. It's that one right there. That's it. You want to check that out?
That's
this kid's beating the fuck out. His face is knocked up. Look at this.
Knocked up.
Jeez.
Wait, Luke, play at the same time as he does.
That's fine.
No, you need it out loud. Okay, we're going to have to figure that out, Luke. All right, ready to start? We'll start at the same time. Ready? From the very beginning?
Three, two, one, go.
That was perfect.
Oh my fucking God.
Bro.
He looks like the Hunchback from Notre Dame.
Okay, don't laugh. Okay.
That's fucked.
Just jump my friend. Bro, are you okay? Dude, they literally just kicked you in the fucking face.
Oh.
Dude, look at Gabe.
That is not one man's work. That's a curb stomp.
That's fucked.
Okay, but what a shitty friend, though. Like, he's
pause
fucking just filming him after he just got a shit beat.
I filmed. You got to film, bro. You got to get the evidence right
away.
Yeah,
but it's like, where the fuck was his friend when he was getting jumped? Like, he wasn't fucking there.
But dude, look, he just got pummeled. His eye is half gone.
Guy behind the camera's a pussy. Fuck that guy.
No,
he pulled it out after. We don't know.
Still, but like, whenever is it cool to have a flashlight in your face? Especially after you get your shit rocked.
You gotta show something to the police. You gotta show
coming from this kid.
Well, why? What happened?
Nothing. Keep going.
Anyway, the way I see this guy, I think that probably what happened is he tried to get into the party. They didn't let him in. He started talking shit and he got shit rocked.
Yeah, that's the face of a shit talker right there, though.
It's the thing that never gets talked about after people get their shit beat. It's what happened beforehand. It could have been completely fucked up, but why the fuck would Jake Paul's crew have any reason to jump that guy?
No. Yeah. People hate the Paul brothers. Somebody did something fucked up to him and then or like something simple, like threw something at him. Either way, there was a cause and effect. Cause like I saw a video. Logan Paul went to Berkeley and he got like some girl just came up to him and spat on him.
Oh,
I imagine something like that happened probably.
Yeah.
You go to those fights just to get a lawsuit out of it, maybe. You know?
Probably. Well, you definitely have to talk shit to get your fucking shit rocked.
Yeah. I mean not in every situation. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like typically the way I've seen it, when people get their shit rocked at parties, it's because they're being an idiot.
Let's say we go to the Sway House, right? And they're having a party or something. And then Chris is trying to get in. You're talking shit to the Sway Boys, right? Real shit. And you're out of pocket. And we see it. And then they start swinging at you. And they start beating the shit out of you. What do we have to do in that situation?
We're gonna jump in no matter what. But it's just like, why the fuck would you talk shit?
Would we be upset the next? I mean, like, if we're like, Chris, shut the fuck up. Chris, stop talking. And then Bryce Hall just swings and knocks him the fuck out. We then have to go beat the fuck out of Bryce Hall and the boys?
I would.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
I'd fucking do that. Well, it just depends. You have to make sure. You just have to
Legally.
You just have to go till Chris is safe.
Yeah, just pull Chris out, get the fuck out, and the goal is not to end them.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Don't fight on their fucking property because
they.
Dude,
but they got him good, bro. That shit was.
Yeah, he got a shit rocked.
Yeah,
that was fucked.
All right, what I want to bring this to now is
Jake Paul's a fucking pussy.
I don't know, man.
What I want to bring this to now is an email that we got from one of our fans, again, to thesyncpodcast1@gmail.com, thesyncpodcast1. This one's a little special because they wrote it as a PDF. We got it through Google Docs. It's because it's a paragraph. It's written well. It's all in purple font, and here it goes. Dear the Sync, here, I'll show you guys what it looks like real quick. That's what it looks like. Jeez. It's a literal Word document we got sent. I had to download this shit and encrypt it. Dear the Sync, I love your videos a lot. I just found your channel not that long ago, like 2 weeks ago. Also, read this on camera or don't. I just hate writing and typing, but if you do read it on camera, I don't recommend it. Also, I support Chris equals simp, and Berkeley is annoying, but it's fine.
Woo!
I'm a Chris for Kai. What is that?
A simp for Kai.
Oh, just so you know, and I wanted to be on the show just to annoy him, Lamau. But anyway, Tony Lopez really is the next R. Kelly. Just look up R. Kelly on Google. I'm too lazy to insert a picture. I might at the end of the document because I don't own envelopes.
We know who fucking R. Kelly is.
Also,
yeah, we're older than you.
Also, I was bored and wrote this. I was watching your video while I wrote this, by the way, and I was eating bread, just bread and eggs and cereal and cereal bars and mini M&Ms. And also, Chris, stick to Indiana because Addison doesn't want you, and Berkeley, just stick Dixie for the sake of humanity. All right, let's be real for a second. All right, let's get real. Your video is making me really happy, and I'm listening I'm listening to Got It On Me by Pop Smoke, but y'all get your music from TikTok also. Zoo York by Little TJ and something. And Berkeley, stop cutting Chris off. Like, let him speak for once and plant Chris outside and water him and give him sunlight. I should be quiet. I'm 5'3 anyway, but you guys are the best. But Berkeley is my least favorite Sync member. Just saying, just stop making videos for your fans because I have my notifications on and I'll be mad if you stop posting. And the fact that I wrote it on paper first, though, that's so sad for me. I'm going to reread a different one.
Jeez, that person likes me.
He just went into my fucking head top.
Was that person a fan or not a fan?
A fan of just weird head unknown criticism of Burke.
Yeah.
This is from one of our podcast fans right here. His name's Kincaid. Thank you, Kincaid. Into it. So I've really liked this girl that I met. By the way, email us all your personal issues and girl problems or anything with guys issues, boy anything problem. Shit like that.
Literally, yeah. Either DM it to me or anybody here. Like, we don't care. Like, I'll fucking answer.
No, they can send it to the Sync Podcast 1 at Gmail.
Yeah, I'm just saying they could DM me too. Like, I can bring, I can bring shit to you. Like, maybe people are comfortable telling me something. They're like, oh, don't tell Kai yet. You know?
Oh.
So
I really like this girl that I met through my best friend / cousin / neighbor that ever since I was a baby got babysat with him. So we basically grew up together. So yeah, we're close. Okay, so this guy got babysat by his cousin and he would always go to his house, right? Mm-hmm. But during COVID, me and the girl, so he met the girl through his cousin who's his babysitter, right? But during COVID, me and this girl have been FaceTiming and texting during classes. We're practically the same person. We both love The Office and say that's what she said at the same time. My cousin doesn't.
That's literally every
middle school relationship. She loves The Office, and we both say that's what she said.
Right. And she loves Fortnite.
She finally loves Fortnite. I love Fortnite.
She fucking loves Fortnite. And I'm a boner. Cool. Sorry.
And say that that she said at the same time, but my cousin doesn't know that I like her. So his older cousin, that's the babysitter, but doesn't know that I like her. And he just told me that she said that she likes him, and he said that he doesn't like her, but I don't know if I believe him. So how do I remain friends and maybe date the girl? This is a total mind fuck. Please help.
Oh, so he thinks he's a middleman. So he's thinking the middleman's being deceptive, right? Because thinks that the babysitter actually doesn't like the girl.
How old is the babysitter?
The cousin's probably a little bit older. So this girl's probably a little bit older as well. But I think just pull a reverse Uno and just date your cousin.
Yeah. No, but I think what the real situation here, Chris, is like the cousin is older. He always grew up with the cousin, met the girl through the cousin, and is really into her. But I have a slight inkling that there could be a possibility that this kid's much younger and the girl's older and kind of like being nice and doesn't realize, oh, we can't date, but she's going to date my older cousin.
Y'all got to start telling us the specifics.
The ages.
We need to know about this stuff.
Yeah. If she's older and you're like a lot younger, like 3 years younger,
give
then
it 5 years, bro.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Bro, wait till puberty, bro.
And don't fucking embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself early because that shit
will fuck you in the head.
And never send DMs. DMs will always come back to you. Snapchat
you can
only.
No, you can unsend your
Snapchat.
But
you used to not be able to.
Yeah, but now you can.
Okay, now you can. But still, you're going to forget about it. Snapchat, You can't, I mean,
because if he's confused and he's like, oh, she's really into me, but she's like 18 and he's 15, and it's kind of like she's just being nice to him, yeah. Then I feel bad because I don't want him to get tricked in the head, right?
It's also fucking illegal.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying like 17 or like 14, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's even worse. 17 and 14, you really think this girl's into you, but she's being nice. Yeah. You just don't know.
There's just such an age difference. Yeah. Just like wait 5 years. Because, yeah. I mean, once you're, say you're 14, once you're 19 and she's 22, same fucking age.
Is there a situation where like he could be 14 and she's 17 and they could, That could happen.
I mean, it could, yeah. But
it's weird.
The guy would be a fucking baller.
Kids will judge you.
Depends on how they look at a girl.
Yeah, if she's she's a baddie, fucking go for it.
If she's 19 and she's like 17 years old and you're 14 years old and she's like, okay, she's still like, dude,
a lot of older girls do seem hot.
Yeah.
The difference is though, it's like that's 14 is puberty, that's like right.
Yeah,
the heat,
but if
right?
you are,
and then 17 is way past puberty.
Yeah, but if you're a young dude and like you're like about to hit puberty or whatever, like that's such a flex knowing that you're dating somebody who's that much older than you. Like, dude,
I think, but you don't want to like fuck yourself over, because that girl could be way
badder in like a few years, and if you still got a fucking micro cock, like you aren't gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, think about it, you get with her now, you're giving her your micro cock.
Yeah.
She goes to like one of her like friends, like her older friends party. She gets piped down. She's like, I don't want the young. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want the big, you know what I'm saying?
And then she tells all of her friends. Yeah. And then she tells all of her friends, yo, this kid's got a fucking microcock.
But they don't realize that he hasn't even hit puberty.
Yeah. And then later on, then he's just going to be known as the kid with the fucking microcock.
He could have the largest cock his senior year, but because of freshman year.
And then he starts sending dick pics, and then he just ruins his whole life.
And then his microcock is then shown later on in life.
Then he's fucked over.
Can't get a job.
So, Kincaid, moral of the story is, unless she's super fucking sexy, Or
you have a huge cock, don't hook up with older chicks. That's the rule here. I think that's what we agree. If you don't have a massive cock, don't mess with older people.
Just wait.
Is that what we're
wait
agreeing
it out,
on? Not
it out.
Unless she has the same age. Unless she has the same age.
If it's the same age, go for it.
Yeah, same age, go for it. Fuck your cousin if you're trying to get in the way.
Yeah. Unless your cousin's going
to also
shit out of you or something.
Have a brother conversation with your cousin. Like, boys are boys. Like, they know how to communicate with each other.
This one's a tough one, though.
This one is a tough one.
Yeah.
But the cousin said he doesn't like her.
A tough one.
Yeah.
But cousin's capping.
At this point, there's a certain age that you hit where you're old enough to make your own decisions. If you actually say you don't like somebody, then it's free go for the other person.
True. That is true. And also, with these stories, tell us some more shit. Like Chris said, we need to know, like, ages and fucking
education,
grades.
Yeah, what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Like, if you're a fucking, if you're out of college, if you're in high, if you're in middle school, high school, let us know.
Yeah, I mean.
It'll help us out.
Send the picture of the girl, too, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Make sure to subscribe to the notification bell if you guys are listening on YouTube. As you guys know, we make these podcasts for Apple on Spotify. Go ahead and listen to it. That's why we upgraded these mics. It's so much better. And also, I don't know. I love listening to podcasts on audio. I think you guys will, too. Go check it out. Just look up The Sync anywhere you can get your podcast and Spotify. Boys, anything to say to the fans?
Nah, dude. We're chilling.
Dude, it'd be so cool if like we all had shades and like we all had like a little pen thing. We did the Men in Black thing.
Chris looks like fucking Lil Nas X right now.
And that would be the outro. That looks like Travis Scott.
I if you guys are listening on Spotify and Apple, I'm the only one who doesn't have fucked up weird eyeglasses on.
Yeah.
You
have your fucked up weird eyeglasses on right now.
Forest. I hope you guys see you next time. Make sure to subscribe. Peace out, guys.
Berkeley X Feet.